Unfortunately, people are judged by what they wear. And unfortunately, there will be many people who wear a black yarmulke who look at the people who wear kippah sugah and think they're less religious. If you want to get a job and you're going to firms that are Haredi, you might be better off wearing a black kippah. If you want to get a job as a mashgiach for kashrus, you might be better off wearing a black kippah. People used to ask me, why do you wear a black kippah? And there were many answers, but one of the answers I gave them was that with my black kippah, when I walk into Panovich and I sit down to learn, no one asks me any questions. It looks normal. I've walked many times into Panovich with a black yarmulke and sat down and learned. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, used to live across the street from Panovich. So many times when I visited her, I'd have some time. I'd go there and learn. In Bnei Brak. When I sit down on a bus and I talk Divrei Torah with the guy sitting next to me, so people with kippah sugah have no problem if I talk to them. With my black yarmulke, people with kippah sugah have no problem when I talk to them. Now, it's very sad that if I wear kippah sugah, then it doesn't work the other way. It's sad that it is that way, but it is. And that being said, so sometimes you're right, here in Israel, there will be people who, when you wear a kippah sugah, will think that you are less frum. But there is also a very large contingency of people who are very serious about keeping Torah mitzvot and wear kippot sugot. Be it Merkaz Arav, be it Haramor, you have people who are very, very fine people. They have certain ideological differences with the Haredi crowd. But nonetheless, you can't say that they're not keeping Torah mitzvot. I mean, they're keeping it tremendously. And they have, each crowd has their positives and their negatives. And that's why in Israel it's a little bit different. In Israel, if you wear your kippah sugah, especially if it's a larger kippah sugah, then in the eyes of many people, and you have a crowd to join who are keeping Torah mitzvot on a much higher level. In Chutz La'aretz, what I know, and my limited knowledge, the people who wear kippah sugah, you'll find them in the movie theater, you'll find them mixed swimming, you'll find their wives not covering their hair. Here in Israel, you have such a crowd. But you also have a large crowd that keep Torah and mitzvot, no less than the Haredi crowd, and wear the kippot sugot. And that's why I said that in Chutzlaretz it's that way, because over here, even though it exists, but you also have a crowd that you can associate yourself with. Unfortunately, when you're being judged by the Haredi crowd, so they don't view it that way. They just see that the majority of people they encounter with the kippah sugah, and they still are the majority, are people who really are less careful about keeping Torah mitzvot, if at all. And, there are a lot of people, you should just know this, there are a lot of people who, when they come to their makolet, they put on a kippah, sugah or shchora, black or knitted. Just because you walk into a makolet or a restaurant and the guy's wearing yarmulke doesn't mean anything. I've seen quite a few owners of stores in religious neighborhoods, that when they leave the store, they take off their yarmulke.
It's very common to have two size kippahs.